Good Monday. Today is June the 30th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the USDA will release its acreage and quarterly grain stocks report at noon today. We're going to take a look at what some of the expectations are within those reports and what it could mean. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The USDA's acreage and stocks report are set to make headlines. Battered market bulls will be looking for any bullish straw to grasp onto at noon on Monday when USDA updates its estimates for row crop acreage as well as grain stocks that were available as of June 1st. Now, ahead of the prospective plantings report at the end of March, the consensus among traders and analysts was clear: expect higher corn acreage in 2025. Well, USDA proved those suspicions correct, publishing a 95.3 million acre estimate, which was even larger than most expected. This time around, for the revision, opinions appear much more split. According to the Dow Jones pre-survey of 17 analysts, the average estimate is still calling for 95.2 million acres. That is slightly less than what March was. However, there are some outliers on the low side pulling that average down. In fact, 10 of the analysts surveyed are calling for higher acreage with an average of 95.7 million acres, while 7 also guessed lower and did so at an average of 94.7 million acres. So as we said, it's an impressively almost even split going into Monday's report. DTN is erring on the side of a slightly higher acreage to be published on Monday for the corn. The planting season went off without any hitch in many key growing areas. We can't necessarily say that here in Ohio, but I guess they don't consider us maybe one of those key areas. But it was trending above the five-year average pace for most of the season. The argument could be made that soybean price resilience relative to corn over the spring months may have influenced the switch into some overly wet eastern states, but they don't see it offsetting the switch from cotton to corn. That's anticipated in the southern part of the U.S. As for the quarterly grain stocks report, USDA will report a much-needed inventory analysis for the old crop corn market, which has grown increasingly bearish over recent months. Outside of May figures, which are still being finalized, they have a good grasp on the third quarter corn usage, which is estimated to have totaled 3.6 billion bushels. Now, if that's accurate, and assuming March 1 stocks were accurately estimated 8.15 billion bushels, then June 1st stocks should come in near 4.55 billion bushels. The average trade guess from the Dow Jones survey is calling for a 4.65 billion bushel stock as of June 1, so very much in line with the analyst. Now, potentially bearish implications for the remainder of the 24-25 crop year, however, is that over the past 5 years, the final ending stocks have averaged 33.7% of that June 1st total, which is typically lower in the high demand, low stock years. For example, assuming that this year's fourth quarter demand lowers final ending stocks to 30% of the June 1 total, that would be comparable to what occurred in the 2020-2021 record export year, and that would still equal closer to 1.4 billion bushels of carryout in 24-25 above what the USDA is currently estimating. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to pick up where we left off talking about the upcoming USDA reports. Now, anything is possible, but analysts remain cautious that we may see a surprising residual usage adjustment by the close of the summer. Now, in a similar fashion to corn, when we look at soybeans, the March intentions estimate of 83.5 million acres of soybeans in 2025 was more or less in line with expectations. Now, once again, pre-report guesses are strongly mixed for what the USDA will have to say on Monday, that regarding soybean acreage. Of the 17 analysts surveyed by Dow Jones, 9 see acreage rising on Monday. The average guess among those analysts is calling for 84 million acres of soybeans. That's a half million increase from March, if they're accurate. Now, the 8 who are guessing lower, it's the lesser degree, with the average prediction being 83.25 million acres. Now, DTN sees acreage holding very steady, if not increasing just slightly, due to the high price shift in favor of soybeans over the planting season. Also in areas where there were corn delays entering June, perhaps we saw minimal acreage shifts to soybeans for insurance reasons. For the June 1st stocks estimate, DTN is estimating third quarter usage for soybeans totaled 945 million bushels, and of that number, they're very confident in the crush component at 614 million bushels. Exports of 258 million bushels are based on Census Bureau data for March and April, and estimates for May based on weekly USDA data. The hardest component to estimate is seed and/or residual usage, which DTN estimates to be in line with the previous 2 years at 73 million bushels, and this demand would estimate, according to the Dow Jones, which is 971 million bushels. That would be very close to the last year's June 1 stock of 970 million bushels, which ultimately is in line with USDA's estimate calling for 350 million bushels of the ending stocks in 2024-25 versus 342 back in 23-24. Now, wrapping up with wheat, the acreage on Monday should hold the fewest surprises as it is essentially going to be the third revision from USDA, which began with the seedings report back in January. The average trade guess for total wheat acreage is 45.4 million bushels, even with the March estimates with them ranging from 45 to 46 million bushels. So if accurate, this stands as the second smallest wheat acreage total in the U.S. since 1919. Now, despite the lower acreage, wheat production is expected to run close to 2024 levels, with the strong winter wheat crop being expected. Monday's stock report for wheat will also serve as the ending stocks estimate for the 24-25 wheat crop year, which ended back on May 31st. The average estimate in the Dow Jones survey is 835 million bushels of wheat on hand as of June 1st, and that would be a slight decline from the June WASDE ending stocks estimate of 841 million bushels. Implied fourth quarter disappearance for wheat would total 402 million bushels, with imports accounting for the beginning supplies, the largest in 4 years, if that's true. And Monday's stock information will also offer insight into how the 2024-25 wheat export program ended the season following the Foreign Ag Service estimated shipments at just 776 million bushels versus the USDA estimate of 820. Using March and April Census Bureau data, the May data from FAS, they've estimated 2024-25 exports totaling 815 million bushels. That is much closer to the USDA than the data at the end of May implied. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.